Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Midnight Dog by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly and engineered by Dirk Gowans.
Chapter 1, Kudzu and Ghost Finders.
Look, it looks just like a dinosaur.
6-year-old Benny Alden pointed out the window of the car. Henry, Jesse, and Violet Alden looked where their younger brother was pointing and watched their dog sat up and put his paws on the edge of the window. Only Grandfather Alden didn't look, because he was driving.
"You're right, Benny," said Henry, who was 14. "It does look like a dinosaur."
"I think it's an old house that's falling down," said Violet, who was 10. "Or being mashed by all those green vines that are covering it,"
Jesse said, who was 12 and often acted motherly toward her younger brother and sister.
"Those green vines are everywhere,"
Benny exclaimed.
"What are they?"
"The vines are called kudzu," Grandfather Alden told him. "It's considered a weed in the South. People have to fight to keep it from covering everything. I've read it can grow up to 4 inches a day."
"A monster vine that eats everything?" said Jesse.
Benny shivered and pretended to be afraid. He leaned over and said,
"Watch, be careful. You don't want to get eaten by the monster vines."
Watch, a small dog who acted as if he were much bigger, peered out the window and cocked his head. He wasn't sure what Benny was talking about, but he was ready to face it. Henry, who was sitting in the front seat next to Grandfather, looked up from the map he held.
"It looks like we're almost there," he announced. "According to the map, we're only about..."